Hey guys, Will Durst here with a few choice words on the magnificent misdirection being perpetrated by the White House's resident media magician. Every day, President Donald Trump manages to come up with a wacky stunt or piece of shocking news designed to distract the country from his staggering pile of emerging scandals. Staggering pile, for sure. He walked out of a congressional meeting on infrastructure with Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer because Nancy had suggested he was engaging in a cover-up. Which doesn't sound that bad, considering he's previously been accused of being an agent of a foreign power and putting kids in cages. Maybe he thought it was a swipe at his hair. He again called himself an extremely stable genius, this time making staffers line up to attest to the fact out loud in front of cameras. But the optics were weird. Made the baton death march look like a skipping stroll to an ice cream truck. He is an expert at throwing bright, shiny objects, which the press chases after like Labradors lunging for steak-flavored Frisbees. So, what else can we expect in an attempt to divert us from the various investigations, subpoenas, and jailed advisors targeting him? Well, glad you asked. Next, he'll get the Secret Service to retrieve all the dismantled Confederacy statues and reassemble them on the South Lawn. Puerto Rico will be sold to Russia, giving residents 4 months to get out, but not here. McDonald's will build him his own personal franchise in the basement of the West Wing. Eric will go back to college. He'll announce his A1C diabetes results are off the charts, the highest of any human in the history of being alive. And finally, he'll scrap the plan to put Harriet Tubman on the $20 bill and replace her with Vladimir Putin. For WillDurst.com, I'm Will Durst.